it'll hit in a number of ways, although it's perhaps too early to put a precise figure on the economic impact. Probably the biggest short-term impact in terms of dollars is the disruption to coal exports, and some figures put that as $400 million a week. That will, of course, be picked up when the railways are able to get coal out of the mines, people are able to go back to work, and the backlog of ships off places like Port Dalrymple and Bowen and so forth is cleared. But that's probably the biggest impact. The second biggest is probably the loss of agricultural production, which Agforce puts at around $1 billion. That includes the wiping out of a lot of horticultural crops, vegetables and fruit, things like that, cotton, grains, wheat and barley and the like, and of course the sugar crop in some places, especially south of Mackay and around Bundaberg. The third source of damage is damage done to businesses, that is premises that have been adversely affected by floodwaters, the loss of stock, the loss of sales because the places can't open, because people aren't in town, those sorts of things. Fourth loss is the wages of employees who either can't get to work because of the disruption to transport facilities or because their businesses, their employers have been affected by the floods and are closed down. And then the final one, which no clear estimates available on yet, is the damage that's been done to people's houses across towns over central Queensland and inland. That could be quite substantial, and some of it we hear around Rockhampton in the low-lying areas hasn't been covered by insurance. Some of it may be covered by state government disaster relief programs, but all told, people are putting the cost of these figures at between a quarter and a half a percent of Australia's national income. That would be between $3 and $6 billion. That would in turn represent somewhere between 1.5 and 2% of Queensland's state income, although it will probably be spread over the December and March quarters. That is because some of the damage occurred in late December, some of it's occurring this month. And so it may not be as obvious in the formal economic figures as it would have been if it had all been concentrated in one single month or one single quarter.
Geez, Saul, I mean, we knew that we were in for a bleak picture to be painted, but when you start breaking it down like that, you see just how far-reaching the ramifications of this disastrous weather has been. I mean, you mentioned wheat prices. I think they're at a 28-month high now as a result of these floods. We've got 1,000 tonnes of lychees, mangoes, pineapples that should have been transported out of Queensland to southern markets. I just wonder about the impact in other states as well, in terms of turnover of business that would have come from things like our agricultural industries.
Well, that's all very true. And of course, you mentioned the impact on food prices. That's one of the ways in which people who are nowhere near the floods from Brisbane south, I guess, will be impacted by some of the events there. I cast my mind back a few years ago to when a cyclone wiped out most of the banana crop in North Queensland. And the effect of that was felt pretty immediately in the southern capitals. And there was even a noticeable impact on the consumer price index for a couple of quarters from the huge increase in banana prices from those few producers around Coffs Harbour and the like that still had product to sell into the southern markets. And again, that impact's going to show up pretty quickly. It should be obvious in the March quarter consumer price index figures that come out towards the end of April. Of course, the Reserve Bank will discount those in making its judgments about the underlying rate of inflation, but people will notice that when they go shopping, if indeed they can find some of these fruits and vegetables, which they may well not. For some other southern producers, of course, there's, if you like, a business opportunity in terms of selling product back into Queensland for not tropical fruits, of course, but for other vegetables and essential food items.
Yeah, and I just wonder, is there an upside for industries like, trades or even, I'm not sure yet, because at the moment we're sort of focusing on the sort of the disastrous areas, but are there going to be any upsides for industries out of all this?
Well, perversely as it might sound, yes, there will be, and there usually are after natural disasters. For example, take the recent New Zealand earthquake in Christchurch, which obviously destroyed quite a lot of property, homes, businesses, infrastructure and the like. The rebuilding of that infrastructure, the spending by people on rebuilding their homes and that sort of thing is a positive contribution to economic activity over time through construction, through purchase of materials, furniture and the like. And to the extent that people and businesses are able to get access to insurance payouts or state government grants, disaster relief and the like, as they spend that money rebuilding their businesses, restocking their shelves, or in the case of households, repairing damaged carpets and furniture or replacing them where they need to, that's money that will flow out into other businesses and ultimately provide some sort of stimulus to the economy. But obviously there are a lot of people, particularly I mentioned before, the low-lying areas around the Fitzroy River in Rockhampton and the like, who probably won't be fully covered by insurance and for whom state government handouts won't cover all of the damage, and they may well be permanent losses. Not big in terms of the economy as a whole, but obviously significant to those families and to the communities around them.
Absolutely. And of course, that leads into the social impact of a disaster like this. Is it possible to put a dollar figure on the social ramifications of floods?
Look, I don't think it is, and I've been reading in some of the coverage of this, of course, old-timers who've seen all these things before and know that they're part of life. That doesn't make it easier to cope with necessarily, but with all of these sorts of things, whether it's cyclones or bushfires, such as we had in Victoria here almost exactly 2 years ago, the social impact, though it's often very significant and may sometimes mean that people don't go back to communities from which they're evacuated and the like, and especially if there have been any deaths, as I understand there's only been one so far as a result of the Queensland floods, all of those sorts of things have almost uncountable social costs and people don't usually try to put dollar figures on them.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, we're still in the thick of things here in Queensland at the moment. Can the state bounce back, or might these floods cause an ongoing economic slump for Queensland?
No, I don't think they will. It's in the nature of the human spirit as much as anything else that people and communities and economies do bounce back from things like this, just as the areas affected by the Victorian bushfires are coming back. Indeed, although it's probably hard to think of it now, from the point of view of agricultural producers, the impact of these floods in restocking water supplies, in increasing subsoil wetness, probably in replenishing subsoil and artesian water reservoirs and things like that, probably set up the agricultural sector for a few very good seasons, even if it turns out to be much drier over the next couple of years. Now, that may be a little consolation to people who've lost crops this year, but from a longer-term point of view, especially, I guess, for livestock producers whose losses have been fairly small, as I understand it this time around, that's probably a longer-term good thing. But understandably, people's focus at the moment is on the, in many cases, very significant losses and disruption to life that have happened as a result of the floods now.
Yep, just drying out and getting rid of the mud. Saul, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.